Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, starting the Mishnah at the very top of the Umud. So the Mishnah tells us four separate cases of a sukkah which is possible. Each one is because we got a problem with the schach, or the lack of schach, at the top of the sukkah. The first case is Hirchik es ha-sikuch min ha-dfanois shloish tvachim. The person put on schach on the sukkah, but instead of starting the schach right at the beginning of the sukkah, he decided to go and leave a portion without schach. No schach whatsoever, empty. And how large was that space? Shloisha tvachim, three tvachim. Psula, it's possible. However, had it only been 2.9 tvachim, it would have been kosher. Why would it have been kosher? Because of the famous halach of Lovid. So what our Mishnah is telling us is the din of Lovud. Lovud goes up to, but not including, 3 tvachim. So 2.9 tvachim would have been okay. 3 tvachim, awesome. Now the next three halachas are all based on the famous halach of Doifen Akuma. Doifen Akuma, as you know, means that if next to the wall of the sukkah, you have posel eschach, up to, but not including, four amois, not tvachim, four amois. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai, doifen akuma, is kusher. As we'll see in the Mishnah, three separate cases. First case is bayish nifchas. He had a normal, regular, ordinary house. Unfortunately, came Agantza Hurricane Sandy, and guess what happened? In the middle of the roof, or the middle of the ceiling, there was a building collapse, Rachmon Litzlan. And part of the roof or part of the ceiling is now open. So if you're inside the room, you look up, instead of seeing the chandelier, you can go and say, up to Shemaim. It's totally open in the middle. So the guy figures, it's sikkas anyway, why should I go and bring and build the gantz under the sikkah? I'll use this room as my sikkah. And he puts up schach there on that empty space and the top of his ceiling. The question is that kosher or is that not kosher? There was a hole in the roof, and he puts chach there. If from the koisel to the schach you have four amois or more, it's possible. But if you have 3.9 amois, then it's kosher. Now, why is it kosher? After all, that area from where the walls end until where you put your schach, you have 3.9 amos of non-kosher schach, because it's not schach. That was just part of the ceiling, part of your roof. So how could it be kosher? The pshat is the din of doifen akuma. What's the din of doifen akuma? That we look upon that non-kosher schach as if it's a continuation of the wall. So instead of having a straight wall, you have a wall that looks like a dalid, that looks like a reish. It's a bisukrim. It's a bent over wall. Not a normal wall, but that's the din of halacha l'moshe v'sinai. They would look upon that as the wall. But you only could do that up to, but not including, four amos. So therefore, where your schach was put on top of the open space, if there was less than four amos, you put it next to the wall. It wasn't that you would put it 3.9 amos away from the wall. The halacha l'moshe v'sinai tells you that's part of the wall, and therefore the schach is taka on the wall. But once it's four amos or more, Doifen Akuma doesn't help you, and you're stuck. Rashi points out that we see from our Mishnah, and this will be very important later on in the Gemara, that Avir is worse than Posel Eschach. Why did we say that? Because the first case of the Mishnah was Hirchik Menas Sikoch Menad Fanoi Shloish Tvachim. Same type of case. You got a wall, and now you have an open space of three Tvachim. Posel. What happens if instead of having open space, you have non-kosher schach? Three tvachim is kosher. Six tvachim is kosher. Two amos, three amos, 3.9 amos is kosher. Until you hit the four amma line, and then it becomes possible. So therefore the avir, the lack of schach, is worse than having posel schach. And tomorrow we'll talk about this more on the bottom of the arm. Anyway, so that was case number one. Now we're having three separate cases, all telling you the din of doifen akuma. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do I need three cases for? So the first case we just went through, part of the ceiling nebuch collapsed. He filled it up with schach. Case number two. V'chein chotzer shimukefes achsadra. What happens if you have a chotzer which the entire chotzer from arum and arum is full of achsadrois? What exactly is that case? It's not a difficult case. What we're talking about basically is, as Rashi explains, that this was a circular chotzer, or at least three-walled chotzer, like in a mavui. And this chotzer that we're talking about, there were a whole bunch of houses connecting it. Think of a mavui she'ena mafulash. Let's say what they call today a dead-end street, right? Some places they don't like calling it a dead-end, so they write no outlet. But the point is that from all three sides, you have walls. Not that you created special walls, but the walls of the houses. If all the houses are attached one next to each other, then you automatically have three walls. That's part of the heter also for the West Side Erevin in large metropolitan areas. Some blocks, even without the string, you have all the houses lined up and attached one together. The heter chzonish, a killer, that they add up to a wall, as long as all the walls of the houses are attached, which is generally the case here in Manhattan. Virtually in all cases, the houses are attached one to the other. But anyway, be that as it may. So you have all of the walls of all the houses attached to each other. In front of each one of the houses, there's a porch. But not the type of porch that has sides and walls to it. The porch only had an upper part, like a chippa sticking out of it. It's not so easy to see in this picture, but you can try to visualize. You see the walls there.
Oh.
And you see ledges sticking out on all sides, room and a room.
Overhang.
An overhang. But this overhang was intended to be like a shtickle porch, but a porch without any walls to it, without any pillars to it.
It was worked, but I can't think of it.
A gazebo. You like that?
Like an awning.
Nice. Now it's crystal clear. Good. So we have awnings sticking out from all sides. So what did he do? This person made a groisa sikke, and he put on tzchach going from the awning on one side to the awning on the other side, and he filled up the entire chotzer from beginning to end. Tzchach. And this chach was leaning on these awnings which are coming out, which are protruding from the three walls. Aha, okay. The problem is that awning was a depth or a length or a width, depending which way you look at it, of four amis.
That was
for sure pasul chach. But now this was four amis or more. Since it was four amis or more, even though the chach in the middle is wonderful chach, abichonishka defanis. You don't have walls which are adjacent to the schach. So you got schach, but you don't have walls. So what can you do? So if in fact these awnings would be less than 4 amis, they would only be 3.9 amis, no problem. I would say that these awnings are an extension of the wall. It's a doif and akuma. But the problem was that it was 4 amis, and that's why it's no good. So the same halacha that we had before, doif and akuma, is repeated a second time. And now we have a third. We started off with a regular, normal sukkah of four walls. What should you do with a sukkah of four walls? You should put on kosher schach. For some reason, this fellow maybe didn't have enough bamboo sticks. He didn't have enough kosher schach. So he put up a filler. He put up some non-kosher schach on the beginning, not in the middle, on the beginning next to the wall. How much non-kosher schach did he put up? 4 amis. No good. Had he put up only 3.9 amis, it would be good because we'd have the benefit of the doif and akuma principle. And of course, Gemara is going to ask, how many times you got to drill it into me? I know doif and akuma is 3.9, 4 amis teignish. Why do I have to repeat it again and again? But the third case is, as the Gemara is, Nachamul the Mishnah, Sukkah Gedoyla Shekifu, Bedoba Shem Esachim Boy, Hekifu, they surrounded it on the top from the four sides. It doesn't have to be from all four sides, but the point is that at least one of the sides, you had a case of non-kosher schach, Bedoba Shem Esachim Boy, Yishtachtav, Arba Amis. If the width of that non-kosher schach was 4 amis or more, then possible. And of course, if he did this on two or three walls, then you wouldn't have three kosher walls for the sukkah. So bottom line is, no good. But if it would be 3.9, then it would be good. Azei zok digmar. Freik digmar kol hani lamali, what do I need? Three separate cases. Remember, case number one was the Hurricane Sandy case. Case number two was you had these achsadus, these awnings where you extended the schach from. And case number three was that you put up non-kosher schach in the first place. Great, Yomara, what do you need all three? Tzricha. The Ashvin Abayshim Nifkas Mishim Dehani Mechitzos Lebayis Avidot. When can you say the principle of doifen akuma? I would have thought is when I have a doifen for this bias, walls for this house, and the only problem that I have is that the wall and the schach are not next to each other. So if it's up to not including four amas, doifen akuma says no problem. I make the non-kosher schach at the top of the sukkah a continuation of the wall. I have a doifen akuma, a bent over wall, and from that bent over wall you have the schach, is kosher v'yusha. But the problem is the chutz mikefes achsadra, the machitzes lav lachsadra avidi. There, the machitzes, meaning the walls of this sukkah, were not intended to be walls of a sukkah, and they weren't intended to go and work with the achsadra. The achsadra is an awning sticking out of the wall. And in fact, because of the picture, you get even a better idea, because the walls continue to go up higher than the awnings which are sticking out. So I might have thought, maybe I cannot say over here, doif and akuma, that it's a krimvand, because it doesn't even come out of the top of the wall. It comes out in the middle of the wall. Because these walls were not intended to be walls of this achsadra, of this sukkah. It's two separate entities. It's a wall of the house, and rather you have the awning sticking out of it. But I wouldn't say that you can go merge the two and make it into doifen akuma, as ibot ken meinen emoloi. Tzricha, that's what you have to have the second case. V'yashvi nehani tati mishim desachon schach kushihi. The schach, meaning both the awning, and in the first case where you had the roof that fell in, both of them, the schach was kusha. What do you mean the schach was kusha? Says Rashi. Not that I put up kusha schach. If you're talking about kusha schach, then you don't have to talk about doifen akuma. You have kusha schach altogether. Says Rashi, it just means that the awning was built from, or the ceiling was built from, materials, mimin schach kushihi. What's the whole psul? Als tas of aloimina osui. Why tas aloimina osui? Because when the person built this house, he didn't have in mind for a sukkah. He had in mind for a house. Nebuch, part of the house fell in. Or this guy decided to put up his schach on the achsadra. Neither the achsadra nor the remaining part of the roof was made for the intent of a sukkah. So therefore, now you want to make it a sukkah as a tas of aloimina osui prop. But the min of the awning, or of the part on top of the roof, was a min kusher, a schach kusher. And therefore, maybe then the Torah tells you, Haluch l'moshri Sinai, doifen akuma, when you're dealing with kosher schach, which has a zaitik, a problem of tasav l'mina osu. However, the third case was, so gedoshi kifu b'davashi mesachrim boy, such as, like we had before, the shpudim, we have these metal spits, or karoyamita, things of that nature. The schacha schach posel hu emaloi. Maybe the doifen akuma doesn't allow you to be mitzaref posel schach to the wall. Only a kosher a min schach. Kamash v'lon tzricha. That's why you have to have all three cases. The doifen akuma works with any type of schach under any circumstances, up to but not including four abs. Okay.
As long as it can be part of a daifin, that's all that counts.
Exactly. Oh, kinzana part of a daifin. It's got to be a yoitz daifin, right? Yoitz daifin, up to four, up to, but not including four. Talking more about it. Omer Rabba. Ashkechasinu de Rabbanan de Vei Rav. I found the Talmidim of the Besmedish of Rav, the Aspik Ami, they were sitting and they were saying, Avir poisel bishloisha, schach pusel, poisel bi arboa. The Avir, if you have no schach whatsoever, it passes once you have three tzvachim of empty space. Schach posel, posel barbo, if you have four tzvachim, not amis, four tzvachim of schach posel. Meaning that avir is more chomor than schach posel. If you have three tzvachim of ear space, no good. If you have four tvachim of posel eschach, then no good. But what happens if you only have three tvachim, or 3.5 tvachim of posel eschach? Still kosher. So therefore,
not
I'm sorry?
Under the posel.
Is he talking about tvachim or amos?
Tvachim. Therefore, zogtach, the Tomidim of Beirav.
You can't sit under it.
That's a separate story. When we're talking about passing the sick,
the rest of
it. Right. If it's a kushra sick, it's a nishka kushra sick. So bottom line is, avir is worse. Avir, if you have 3 tvachim of avir, no good. If you have 3.5 tvachim of non-kosher schach, kusha. 3.9 tvachim of non-kosher schach, kusha. 4 tvachim, then it's possible.
Come to chois. That if it's at the side. Only if it's in the middle.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely kima. We're talking about normal. So you have now 3, and this is 4. 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim. Who is speaking? Omer Rabba. Rabba is speaking. And Rabba is saying to the Talmidim, 1 second. Let's analyze what you're saying. Avid, the voice of Shloisha and Aluchu. How do you know this halacha that Avid passes by Shloisha? Tinan. Funim zin mishta. Push in the mishta. Here he gets a sikoch when at va nois shloisha tvachim psula. Ah, so it says very clearly, avir, 3 tvachim is possible. That's how you know the first of your 2 halachas. Let's go on to the second one. Schach posel nami loy lifsel ele ba arba amois. By schach posel it should be a din of arba amois. Because the very same mishta which you quoted now, let's continue on. Ditnan, unzin the mishta. So therefore, Rabba is saying to the Talmidim of Rav, I don't understand you. Obviously, you knew this Mishnah because you knew the first part, and you probably didn't fall asleep by the second part. So if the first part says Shloish Tvachim and you say Pasul, good gizot. Second part, what are you talking about? Arba or Tvachim? Our Mishnah Zoktach Arba Amois. Is a bizarre. You should have said 4 Amois by the Pasulus Chak. The Omruli and the Talmidim of Rav were unfazed, and they said to Rabba, Barbi no dahi, neini hotnit kin raif and unzer Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Shmuel damit tabai in the Rebbe Rav, as well as Shmuel, both of them said together, Shem doifanakuma nagu ba, the din of 4 Amos and Amishas, als the doifanakuma dikadin. Meaning, the Einach and Ami, if you have Postel Eschach on the side of the Sukkah, starting from the Tfanis, until the middle, up to, but not including 4 Amos, you can say the principle of doifanakuma, kusha. 4 Amos, no good. However, if you're talking about in the middle of the sukkah, in other words, you've already passed the 4 amma line, and now we're in the middle of the sukkah, and you have posel eschach, you don't have the benefit of 4 amois, there you only have the benefit of up to 4 tefachim. So therefore, both are right. There's a 4 amos din, and there's a 4 tefachim din. 4 amos, if you're talking about fun de zait, menatzad, because then you have the doif and akuma principle, while in the middle of the sukkah, there the din is 4 tefachim. So Rabba is telling the Talmidim of Rab are telling Rabba, so to listen, Rabba, that we said that Schach Posel, Poisel Barbo, is Emes V'yatzev V'nochem V'kayim. It's 100% Emes, 4 Tzvachim. I under the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about Doifer Akuma, 4 Amos. However, Rabba disagrees. And Rabba says that Sai, from the side, and Sai from the middle, you have up to 4 Amos of Posel Schach. Continue on. The Omru Li Bar Minos. They told me, don't bring a rye from a Mishnah. He the Rabu Shmuel the Amr Tavai Mishum Doivan Akuma Nogu. And therefore, that's a special exception to the rule of the 4 Amos. But normally, it's a din of 4 Tzvachim. Vaminu Ano. And now Rabba says, and I told them, you are wrong, Rabbi Sai. Why are you wrong? He said, let's go and analyze this. Let's think about this for a moment. My ilu ikas chach posel poches me arbo. The Avir poches. What would happen? He's saying lishitascha, or lishitaschem, talmidei the Rav, that you're saying in the name of Rav and Shmuel that schach posel in the middle of the sukkah posel be'arba, and Avi, we know everybody agrees it's pachas mishloisha. What happens if you put the two together, one next to each other on the top of the sukkah? You have schach posel of 3.9 tvachim. You have Avir of 2.9 Tvachim. Would this Sikha be Kusher? My, yes, Kshere would be Kusher. The two would not be Mitztar. This is Avir, this is Chach Posel. They are different Shiurim, they're not Mitztar. The Gemara will talk about a little bit more in the Amud Beis, whether different Shiurim are Mitztar or not. The Gemara assumes at this point different Shiurim are not Mitztar.
Less than 3 is Lovet, Bechlal.
Right. And then lesson 4,
I'm not buying it.
Well, we're not finished yet. We're in the middle of a dialogue. You could jump up also and be part of the dialogue. But the point is, as Pinchas said a moment ago, anything up to but not including three tvachim is called lavud. Lavud means you collapse it and you merge it. And anything up to four tvachim, 3.9 tvachim of schach posel becomes bottled to the rest of the sukkah, and therefore it's kosher. So even though these two together are both bad mechutunim, this is avir, and this happens to be schach posel, but the fact of the matter is the two are not mitstarif together.
It's an anomaly. It's a strange thing.
Really will be anomalous is the next shtickle. Zokti Yimara. So now, let's start talking about that. I have 3.9 tvachim of posel schach. I have 2.9 avir. What would happen if malya bishpudin mai? What happens if I add just a couple of mashus? Apsahal betefach on the avir, which is upstairs up in the top of the schach. On that avir, I put in a couple of posel shpudim. Okay, so what happens now? Instead of having 3.9 posel schach and 2.9 avir, I now have 4 tvachim of posel schach and only 2.8 of avir. So what happens now?
Posel?
Now it's posel because I have 4. Frey Timura, why? My psula. Lo ye avir ha posel bishloisha kischach. Posel, ha posel ba'arba. But the Gemara is saying, isn't this a terrible anomaly? What's a terrible anomaly? Because you started off by telling me that avir is more chomer than schach. How do I see this more chomer? Because according to everybody, avir, as soon as you hit 3 tzvachim, posel. When it comes to schach posel, it's only posel according to the Talmid of the Rav, Rav and Shmuel, when you hit 4 tzvachim. So therefore, avir is worse, is more chomer than schach posel, right? Here, 3, posel.
But the problem is making sure that there's no avir at all. And so we're not talking about it's more chomer. If it's not 3 tvachim of avir, there's no avir. If there's not 4 tvachim of posel schach, there's no posel schach.
So what you're saying is correct. But bottom line is, where is the shear more chomer? If you were telling me that both of them would be 4 tvachim, or both of 3 tvachim is good. But here it's saying that avir, as soon as I hit the 3 tvachim line of avir, posel. However, if I have 3 tvachim of bad schach, kosher. 3.5 tvachim of bad schach, kosher. 3.9, kosher. Only when I hit 4. So which one is more chomer? The avir is more chomer than the schach posel. So avir is more chomer. Therefore, if I have 3.9 plus 2.9, we're still okay. But now throw in a bunch of bad shpudim. All of a sudden, now I have more schach posel, less avir. Now it becomes posel. That's a tremendous anomaly. It's not logical. Where I had avir, which was bad, mochamor, kosher. Now I put in some more lenient schach posel. Now it becomes posel. That doesn't make sense, right? That was the kasha that Rabba is asking on the Talmidim of Rav, who are saying that the shir is fortva. But obviously, if you think about it, they're going to now attack Rabba the same way that Rabba attacked them. And they're going to talk about, let's not talk about 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim, or 2.9 and 3.9. Let's talk about 2.9 tvachim of avir and 3.9 amois of schach posel. So now what are you going to have? Again, it's going to be kosher. Like, I know you weren't happy. I'm sure you're even less happy now. But the point is, you have 3.9 amois of posel of schach. You have 2.9 tvachim of avir.
3.9 tvachim.
3.9 amois, according to Rabba. You don't have to
walk. Oh, Rabba.
Rabba doesn't distinguish between next to the wall and the middle. Rabba, remember, we have a machloikis here between Rav and Shmuel and Rabba. Rav and Shmuel said that there's a difference between 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim. 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim. Rabba said, no, it's 3 tvachim and 4 amois. No such thing as 4 tvachim. Can't you learn our Mishnah? We said it 3 times, don't you remember? Arba amas, 4 amas. No dinner, 4 tvachim. Rabbi disagrees, obviously, with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, our Mishnah about Dovin Akuma. Rabbi said, forget about Dovin Akuma. The Allah is Chach Posel 4 amas. So therefore, the very same kasha that Rabbi asked on Talmid de Rav and Rabbi Shmuel, in the case of the 2.9 Avir plus the 3.9 tvachim of schach posel, he says, now if you fill up a little bit of the avir, now it's going to become posel. That's an anomaly. It's not logical. Ask the very same kasha and Rabba. That what? 2.9 tvachim of avir, 3.9 amois of schach posel, 3.99, almost 4, but not 4, still kosher, because this is less than 4 amis, this is less than 3 tvach. What happens now if I add a couple of shvudim in the avir? all of a sudden it's no longer 2.9 of Avir, it's only 2.8 of Avir. Now I have one more Tefach, which I've pushed now, added to the bad Tzchach. Now the bad Tzchach is no longer 3.9 Amos of bad Tzchach, now it's now 4 Amos of bad Tzchach. We start not 3.9, 3.9999. So I only need a mashlim to be mashlim. I put one or two shvudim. Now I already have 4 amas. What would be the halacha? Avad it's possible. Doesn't make sense. When it was avir, when it was chomer, avir, only 3 tvachim, avir is chomer, kosher. Now I filled up a little bit of that avir with more lenient schach possible. All of a sudden it becomes possible. Why is that? This doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara's kasha, the same kasha that Rabbah asked on them, they ask on Rabbah. The Omruli, and they answered me with about 8 lines from the bottom. The Omruli, Ihachi, according to your kasha, the Didach Nami, according to you, we're going to ask the identical question. The Amris Chach Posel Poisel Bi Arba Amois, Ma'ilu Ikes Chach Posel, Pochish Midal Amois, when I'm 3.9. The Avir Pochel Mishloisha, an Avir which is less than 2.9. My, what's the Lachar Psher? We all agree it's kosher, not Mitztarif. What happens if you fill up some of that avir, the entire avir?
No, that's only according to Rabbi. They would hold that it's possible if it's
four tvach. Of course, but
it's only according to Rabbi.
Masking, but they're asking the same kasha. They're asking the shitoska that you asked the kasha about 2.9 tvachim plus 3.9 tvachim. We're going to ask the same kasha 2.9 tvachim with 3.9 amis. That what? That if you have 3.9 amis of schach pos and you have 2.9 avir, you agree that it's kosher. Yet if you were to fill up some or all of that avir with schach pos, and now I have more than 4 amis schach pos, you would hold that it's possible. Why? My psula lo ye avir ha poisel bishloisha kischach posel ha poisel biarba amois. Does it make sense that the avir which is poisel bishloisha, which is so much more chamor than the din of amois? But you're saying over here it's kosher, as long as 2.9 is okay. Yet if you fill it up with some of the more lenient schach posel, all of a sudden becomes posel. Does that make sense? So l'choira, they asked the exact same kasha and Rabba that Rabba asks on them. The middle one, no, since there's no Rabba to them, no high might. You cannot compare. Bishlam l'didi de'amina arba amois mishum shi'ura v'lav shi'urahu hai lav shi'urahu. Says Rabbah, and Rashi gives Savashtein that all Shiurim are Loch Lomish Vesinai, like we had earlier on the Gemara. Shiurim, Chatzitzin, and Machitzin were all Loch Lomish Vesinai. We found the Pasach Chitzis Oira, that's only in Asmachta Baal, right? So therefore, Shiurim are Loch Lomish Vesinai. Fine, so the Shiur of 4 Amos is Loch Lomish Vesinai by any Schach Apostle according to Rabbah. Rabbah says, forget about Doifanakum. Any schach posel anywhere in the sukkah, posel. And Rabbah says, any avir is posel b'shloisha. These are shiurim aloch l'mosh sinai. You cannot mix and match two different shiurim, loy mitztarfi. So therefore, your kasha, it doesn't make sense if I have 4 amis of non-kosher schach posel. But if I have 3.9 amis of non-kosher schach, mit abissel avir, where that avir is much more chomor, then it's kosher. There's a shir and there's a shir, and the two, never the twain shall meet, the two separate shirim. El litchub, according to you, damrisu shir mishum hafloga. What means mishum hafloga? So it's Rashi, that what's the svara of Rav and Shmuel with the dalet tvachim? Really, there is no shir per se of dalet tvachim, says Rashi. It's a svara. Why is this for? So Rashi the Kubba Kol Mokim Chashuvim Dalit Tvachim Liyos Mokim Choshev Liatzmai. When you're talking about a minimum Mokim Choshev, it's 4 Tvachim. Aha. Okay. So that's where you got your Svara from. Ah.
Since Shabbos.
Exactly. So since you're going with a Svara, so they Mali the Avir, Mali the Schach Posel. In both cases, the problem is not so much Al Shiurim. But the problem is altsafloga, meaning that is removed from the top of the schach, that I don't have a full shear of kosher schach. So it's not because of shear plus shear, it's because of afloga. Afloga means that you have an empty space without kosher schach. So you're saying dal is a mokum choshe without kosher schach, 3 tvachim is avi without kosher schach, but since it goes mitzad afloga, not mitzad shiurim, word aflog over here again means mitzara svara mokim choshev. So ibazoi, if you're telling me that 2.9 plus 3.9 tvachim is not mitzarev, then certainly if you have only 2.8 plus 4, it shouldn't be mitzarev because avir is worse than tzach posel. Azei freit rabba si tzai to Rav and Shmuel and the Talmid of the Rav. El tzchud yamrisa shir mishem afloga. Mali is balik b'schach posel. Mali is balik b'schach posel. The avir. What difference does it make between bad schach or bad schach plus avir? In both cases, you're splitting up the sukkah by not putting on sufficient kosher schach.
So you have basically a mokum pony without schach.
Oh, that's right.
The mitzias is the chazay.
Exactly. So that was what Rabbi is saying to Tamid Rav. Now the Tamid Rav didn't respond, and the Gimel Mishver is Omalei Abaye Ulamar Nami. Ulamar meaning, according to you, Rabba, Nehi Dolei Shavush Yerayu, Besukha Gedoyla, Besukha Ketanam Yelei Shavush Yerayu. You're right, by Sukha Gedoyla, according to you, Rabba, why are they not mitzarev? Because this is three tvachim, this is four amas, two separate shiur maloch lamay shvisina. However, by Sukha Ketana, they are mitzarev. What means they are mitzarev? What happens if you start off with a sukkah, which the minimum is seven tvachim? And what happens if those seven tvachim you remove three tvachim, either because the three tvachim were avir, or the three tvachim were tzchach posel, even you would have to agree that it's a non-kosher sukkah, because you don't have the minimum of 7 by 7. If it would be less than three tvachim, you'd have the benefit of lovud. But you don't have lovud, because it's three tvachim or more. So in such a case, by sukkah ktana, don't you agree with me that both the shear of the tzchach posel and the shear of the schach avir, not the schach, the avir, will both be the same. And so therefore, since I find the heichat timtzum where they're both the same, so why don't I say over here that they should be metztarif? You're right, by sukkah gedoyla, they're different shear. But since I find the heichat timtzum somewhere on the map where they have the same shear, so we see that they're not so far removed. Why don't you say that they are mitztaref, the four amashir, together with the three tvachim shir? Since by sukkah tana, I see that the shir is the same, three tvachim and three tvachim. So they're both from the same mishpucha. Let them be mitztaref. Amalei, so Rabbi says, do me a favor. Hasan lamishin de shavu shirai ladari. It's not because by a sukkah tana, the shir of schach is three, and the shir of schach posel is three. The reason is because I don't have a sukkah. In other words, it's not because I'm saying that there's a special shear by a sukkah ktana of three of avir or three of schach posel. The pshat is, since I have to have seven tvachim as my minimum, if I'm missing three tvachim, I don't have seven tvachim. So it's not because it's a schach posel or it's an avir dikadin. It's the din in the minimum dimensions of a sukkah or of the schach type of din. This is a briska. Tzvei bezundra alochis. When it comes to a sukkah ktana, the reason why three tvachim doesn't work is not because these are the same shear. Ah, it's because you don't have a full seven tvachim, which is the minimum that you need for the dimensions of a sukkah. And therefore, you cannot bring a kashim there.
So lovid doesn't work with this, with a mini
sukkah? Lovid works, but up to 2.999.
Three above.
Yeah, we're talking about three and above. Always, everybody always says three. It's like up to, but not including. Ad v'loy ad b'klav.
So lovid akuma certainly wouldn't work with a small sukkah, because
then you wouldn't have a small sukkah.
Swallow the entire sukkah.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So Timara. Fine. So bottom line is, Rabbi asked his kasha on the Talmid of the Rav. They asked the kasha back. Rabbi says, you cannot be medama milzah lemilzah because I'm going mitzad shiurim, halach lemesh v'sinai. You're going mitzad svaris. Two shiurim, halach lemesh v'sinai, you can't be mitztarif. Svaris, you can be mitztarif. Frey Timora, we never found that you can go mitztarif, chal heichad lo yishavash yurai ladori lo mitztarfi. You can't be mitztarif, things that have different shiurim, but tanan. A very famous Mishnah, a Mishnah Besechtes Kalim. Ha begit shloisha al shloisha, ha sak arbo al arbo, ha oir chamisha al chamisha, mapat shisha al shisha. What is this all about? This is talking about a piece of cloth. Well, this piece of cloth is ra'ui for a medris hazav. The meaning, a zav wants to sit down or he wants to lie down. He can lie down on one of these materials. Now, these four materials which are mentioned in that Mishnah, each one of them are different quality in terms of the fineness of the cloth. The beged is considered to be the most fine, triple A fine, amachai, to sleep on such or to lie down in such a beged. In other words, a nice, beautiful satin linen sheets, amachai, selik tzachlofen, in 1 second you fall asleep. Hasak is already sackcloth. Sackcloth, of course, is much more coarse. Oyer is already from a hide, which is even coarser than sack. And mapot is like a mat made out of reeds, which is considered to be even more coarse than the others. And therefore, because each one are different levels of coarseness or of fineness, they have different shiurim for purposes of becoming tumei tumas medris. Tumas medris, as you'll remember, is not just a tumah normally when a person, for instance, is a zav is an avatumah. So if he touches one of these materials, they go down one madrega, becomes a rishon l'tumah, like a standard. However, the Torah was megala, a special din, that if a zav lies on it, then it becomes an avatumah. And not only an avatumah, the tamei elyon ketachlan, even if it's 10 mattresses down below, 10 covers. Okay, we don't have to go into all the hilchos medras now, but the point is that there, if the beged that he is lying on is gimel al gimel tfachim, if it's beged, meaning fine cloth, becomes tamei tumas medras, avatumah. If it's sackcloth, if it's only 3x3, it does not become tamei. But if it's 4x4 tvachim, then it becomes tamei. Hu oir, 3 or 4 tvachim is garnished. But if it's 5x5, then it becomes tamei. In each case, because that's the chashivas of the beged. A beged, shlosha shlosha, has a chashivas, even though it's very small, it's a nice cloth. Sackcloth, 3x3, gunish. 4x4, no, no shai, hai shenep, sabza, dovu chashiv. Or is chamisha al chamisha. Mapa to shisha al shisha. Okay, so you see there are different shiurim. The Tani Allah, Abishtetitz in the price. Ha begir vihasak, hasak viho oir, ho oir vah mapitz mitstarfim ze imze. What happens if you have a shtikel beged which is attached to lemushel, sewn up together with a shtikel sack, or a shtikel sack together with a shtikel or with a shtikel mapet, they can be mitzdarf. Now, in each case we're talking about being mitzdarf, we're talking about being mitzdarf to the lesser of the shiurim. Is lemushel when you have the beged, you had 2.9 of beged, it wasn't 3, so it's not metamia. And you have that sackcloth, you had 3.9 also on its own, it's not metamah. However, since you have 3.9 of sack, and I have now in addition to that, 1 or 2 or 3 tvachim of, not 3, 1 or 2 tvachim of regular beged, so that regular beged is enough to be mashlim the 3.9. It's even better, exactly. But you wouldn't say the other way around. In other words, if I have 2.9 of beged, and then I have, let's say, aganza tefach or 2 tzvachim of sack, then that would not be mitzarif. Because when it comes to regular beged, you have to have 3 tzvachim of fine cloth. Here we only have 2.9. You can go and add on as much sackcloth as you want. You're not going to change the 2.9. It remains 2.9. However, fakert, if you're starting off with 3.9 of sackcloth and you're just missing abyssal to be mashal nefor, if you throw on a shtikel beged, then you're okay, because beged is a better, it's a higher quality. That's what the Brisa tells you. Therefore, the beged is sakka mitzarev, the sakka in the orim mitzarev, orim mitzmapetz mitzarev, and zemze. But let me ask you a question. How can be mitzarev? This is a shear of 3, and this is a shear of 4, and this is a shear of 5. It's is that mendach?
Same shear of medras. It's all the same. You're looking at, if you look at the materials, yes, but it's all the, it's just like we said by the sukkah, that it's there's a shear of schach that's not there. Right. So here by the shear of the medras, there's a shear for medras, the tumas medras.
You're 100% right. But what did Rabba say? That if you're talking about schach posel, the shear is 4 amis. If you're talking about Avi, the shear is 3 tvach.
This is like a sukkah katana. This is like a sukkah katana situation.
Okay, the Gemara is going to give a teretz ke'en what you're saying. But before we get to the teretz, do we have a clear cut kasha? Yeah. In the case of sukkah, we're saying the 2 shiurim are not mitzarev, since this is 4 amis, 3 tvachim, the 2 don't go together, can't be mitzarev. Here, by the case of the tumas medras, we're saying that even though this is 3 and this is 4 and this is 5, it is your mitzarev. Freiti mora manishtana, why is there a difference? Everything more also give Tony time. It says in the price of the reason, Amar Reb Shimon, Matam, you know why it's mitzarev? Because they are all the same when it comes to not mishkav so much lying down, but tumas moishev. What means tumas moishev? Can it not? Noch ha mishnah, ha mekatzeya mekulan tefach al tefach, is tame. If a person were to cut out from any one of these four cloths an area of tefach al tefach, rather Rashi has two separate pshatim. First pshat Rashi says is hamaktzi mekula, means if from any one of these four materials you cut out a tefach al tefach, whether it's a sack and whether it's a cloth or whether it's a mappet, or it makes no difference, tefach al tefach, that and the zav sits on it, not a mishkab, but a moishiv situation, it also becomes tame. Fake Gemara, tefach al tefach, v'lamai chazi, what is tefach al tefach roi? For them, Rav Shimon Lokir, Shimon Rav Yanai, hoi v'roi, litloi al gabi echamar. The word litloi is not really litloi, it's really litaloi. Taloi means a patch. Now, it doesn't mean a patch on the chamar, because if the chamar has a wound or something, you go and put it. That wouldn't be a good patch. You can make a patch on shoes, you can't make a patch on a chamar. But Rashi says we're talking about a patch on the mardas, talking about the saddle that a person sits on the chamar. If that chamar's saddle has a rip in it, so then you can patch it up. What would be the minimum patch? Of 1 by 1 tefach. So therefore Rashi says, in the first pshat, which Rashi says I prefer, 1 by 1 of any of these four materials. Second pshat of Rashi is in Maktzim Mekulan, that he patches it together from all the materials together. Ashtikal Abegin, Ashtikal Mapat, and Ashtikal Or. In other words, the word Mekulan doesn't mean from any one of the four, or does it mean from all the four together? That's the two pshatim. And Rashi says he prefers the first pshat over the second pshat, Ayin Sham.
But it's only for sitting, this thing.
For sitting, exactly. But what do I see from this? Just like the Gemara asked before, by the Sukkah Ketana that I find the Shavu Shi'u Rayu, the Gemara was doicha that pshat and said, it's not that the shir is the same, it's the psul of the Sukkah, maskim. But here the Gemara says, since I find by Tumas Mishkev and Moishev Tumas Medris, that there's at least one case where all of them are identical. In the case of Moishev, that what? 1 tefach by 1 tefach of beged, or of oyer, or of sack, or of mapot, any one of those 1 by 1 is sufficient. Ah, since Shavu Shirayu in one aspect, in one halacha of Hilchos Medris, so therefore, when it comes to the Hilchos Mishkav, even though they are different shirim, but this is, it's still part of the same Mishpucha, because in an almost identical case, a parallel case, they're all the same shir. So that's enough over here for purposes of tziruf. However, since by Sukkah I don't find such a concept that there's the same, they're never the same. I by Sukkah Ketana, it's not because the shir is the same. It's because you don't have a Sukkah without having 7 tefachim. That's why you could be mitzaref by the Tumas Medris, but you cannot be mitzaref by the Inyan of Schach Basel and of Avim. And that's the conclusion of that discussion, of that shtickle. We're not finished with the sugi yet, but we're finished with that kasha, with that text. Good. Now, says the Gemara, Besura, as we'll see in the Gemara, there were two versions of the machloikis that we just quoted. Sura was one way, Nedo was the other way. Now, there is no difference in the halacha, there's only difference in the persons that are quoted in the Gemara. The Surah Amri Lahashmaitzim Hai Lishna. In Surah, they learned it exactly word for word like we learned it until now. Meaning that Rav and Shmuel were united together with the Talmid de Rav, and they were the ones that said that when it comes to Schach Posel, the Shir is 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim. It's only Menatzad. Doifan Akuma is 4 amas. But the shir of Schach Posel is 4 tefachim. It was Rabbah that disagreed and said everywhere it's 4 amas. Sai min atzad, sai be'emtza, always 4 amas. But Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, that our Mishnah is talking about min atzad, doif and akuma, 4 amas, but in the middle of the sukkah, Schach Posel is 4 tefachim. That's good. But Nedo Masnu, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Shmuel says now, Schach Posel be'emtza, Poisel be'arbo'o, 4 tefachim. Min atzad, poisel be'arba amois, doif and akuma. Like the Shmuel on the Omer Aleph, no change so far. But bravo mahu, bein min atzad, bein be'emtza be'arba amois. In other words, the rabba of the Omer Aleph.
Story, but to me, this is the rab. It never happened. Le'duvim le'yad.
Right, exactly. That's also Rav and Shmuel. There's no 4 tefachim anywhere here. So the Talmid of Rav, who they learned it from.
So apparently, according to this second version, the Talmid of the Rav weren't involved. It's not a machloikis of Rabba with the Talmid of the Rav. The Talmid of the Rav are quoting Rav and Shmuel. According to the second version, Rabba is Gishlofen. Rabba is not here in our Gemara. He already finished the daf. He's on to the next daf. And the machloikis is not Rabba and Talmid is a Rav and Rav and Shmuel, but it's between Rav and Shmuel themselves. That according to Shmuel, Shmuel retains the Shmuel of the Amud Aleph, that there's a difference between Menatzad, which is four Amis, and Be'emta, which is four Tvachim. Yeah?
Correct.
But Rav says, nay, nay, nay. That in all cases, four Amis, Be'em Menatzad, Be'em Be'emta, always four Amis together.
Yeah, but then it should come out the Loch, it should be like Rav, because Rav is Shmuel. But it isn't true.
Okay, all right. So maybe we follow the first version, not the second version. Tufat Lushan Rishon, Tufat Lushan Achrein. Good. Anyway. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas, and these kashas apply both to the first version and to the second version. It just depends on which man diyomar you're asking the kasha on, because all the shittas of the first and the second are the same. It's just a question is which man diyomar said what. On the Amud Aleph, it was Rabbah that was the standard bearer, the one that was kept on talking about four amas. Rav and Shmuel said, no, it's not mamoichel, it's four tvachim. And according to the Amud Beis, Shmuel is the four tvachim, and Rav has gone over to the other side, to Rabbah's side, and he holds Taka for Abbas. Lama Zain, yes, the Gemara is Kasha.
Rabbah was Taka Talmud of Rabbah.
Oh, Baba. Yeah.
He should hold like his Rabbah.
I'm asking. So, Gemara Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to quote a couple of Mishnahs that we already learned a few days ago. Tanan, Nosan Aleha Nasser, Shurochav Arbo'ot Fachim. What happens if you put a Nasser on the top of your sukkah? Nasser, you remember, we had the whole Gezeiras Tikra, that the Nasser is problematic because a person will say, why do I have to go out into my sukkah and have these Nasarim, these planks of wood, as my schach? I could sit in my dining room where I have the exact same Nasarim, the exact same planks of wood on the top, especially if Ein Lehem Ma'aziva, if there's no Shmirach, looks exactly the same. So therefore they said, even though Nasar Me'ika the Dina are kosher schach, it's not a keli, it's not even close to a kli, it's only pshutikli, it's not Mekabel Tumah, it should be kosher. This Alter Gzeidus Tikra we had in the Mishnah. Amachloik is Rav and Shmuel, if you're talking about Pochiz Me'arbo Tvachem, Tavka Bo Tvachem, Amachloik is Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir in the Mishnah. Okay, that was the sugis we had before. But what state on the Mishnah? If you have a Nasar, a four Tvachem, it's kosher. Feiti Moriet. Bishlam the Rab the Omar Bain Beemza Bain Minatzar Ba'arba Amois Bishim Hochik Sheira. Then I understand this perfectly. Since Rav says that the minimum shear of non kosher schach is four amis, that if you have a Nasir, four tvachim, for that matter, if you have two Nasarim of eight tvachim and three of 12 tvachim, all of those are kosher. As long as it's less than four amis, kosher, kosher, kosher. Very makes a lot of sense. According to Shmuel, said that once you put a posel and nasser in the middle of the sukkah, and it's four tvachim.
Why is it posel?
I'm sorry? Why
is it posel? Only because it's four?
It's, so get four or more is possible according to Shmuel, right? That's Shmuel according to this.
But that's only Exodus Tikra.
But Exodus Tikra at Maskim. But Lemaisa, also, if you remember, you already even use a very strong Lashon, that it becomes like Shpudim Shel Barzal. Once the Chacham said that it's possible, that is in guns impossible.
So now you're looking at Schach Possel.
You're looking at Mamish Schach Possel, this Nasser Schach Possel. In fact, even says on it, Schach Possel, all the Oshki Kritzvitz. All you see is, this is Schach Possel of four Tvachim. So, Fate Mosh Mudi, I'm Ben Tzibarboa. And Mike Shader, why would this Nasser of 4 Tvachim be kosher? Forget, if it's 3.9 is good, but if it's 4 is possible. It's talking about not that this Nasser was in the middle of the sukkah, it was on the side of the sukkah. So even though it's 4 Tvachim, for that matter, even if it had been 8 Tvachim and 10 Tvachim, 12 Tvachim, the Maizah, since it's less than 4 Amis, it's kosher. So why did the Gemara even talk about Nasar for Tzvachim? If you remember the Mishnah and the Gemara earlier on, Rashi said that was the standard chair. Just like you have today, people...
2x2.
2x4, 2x2, whatever. So at that time was a 4 Tzvachim. That was the standard chair for lumber for construction. It's not Shema. Let's see now another Braisa. Again, we learned this already before. Shnei Sadinim Mitztarfim. Shnei Nasarim Ein Mitztarfim. What happens if you have, B'mokim Schach, you have a Sadin. Sadin means a sheet. Allah Allah. So one alone was only two tvachim, but two together you had four tvachim. Two sadinim together, mitzdarfin, and therefore they can pass. Shnei nasarim, if you have two nasarim together, they are not mitzdarf. Remeir oimer, nasarim ki sadinim. Just like a sadin can be mitzdarf, nasarim can also be mitzdarf. So now let's figure out what's this machloikis between the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, that the two nasarim are not mitzdarf, and Remeir said that they are mitzdarf. When we say that at any place on the top of the sukkah, it makes no difference. So when Remeir said Nasorim are like Sadinim, they are mitztaref and they can be possible. Mitztaref la adal ramis, they get possible. El haklish the Amar Rav beemtza is barbo. That Rav Rav says that if it's in the middle of the sukkah, then the minimum shear of posel eschach is 4 tefachim. Hey chidami, what was the original shear of these two nasorim that we have in machlok is yom mitztaref nish mitztaref? It is budalid. If each one of the nasorim on their own is 4 tefachim, what does it may have to go and say? This Nasarim are like Sadinim that you mitzarev them. Forget about me being mitzarev. If it's already four, one alone already passes. Elamai, idles budalev. If each one of the marshals is only two or three, and therefore the two together you're saying are mitzarev. For Eitimar, if it's only two or three, kanya be almeninu. It's just like shtekalach.
That's a good.
And about it in Skrusha. If you add
you
more
shtekalach.
Exactly. Add more shtekalach and more shtekalach and more shtekalach. It's not a problem. The problem would only be a nasir of four or more. But halben asarim, if you only have two tzvachim, it's a regular kusha eschach. It's not a problem. Kan yiba almaninu. So why does Remeir say that it's possible? The oilam zelimar de ispo abar. Each one of them is arba. If it's arba, then you said then it's kusha. Then it's automatically possible even without the tziruv. Or my mitzarvim mitzarvim la arba amiz menat tzad. Ah, if you had one of these nasarim on the tzad. It's only four tvachim is goodish. But if you have two of them, it's only eight tvachim is goodish. But if you have three of them, keep on adding more. There's maybe the kegel on Shabbos until you get to the gematria Shabbos. Keep on adding in more and more nasarim until you hit the four amos line. Once you get four amos, it's mitztaref le'isr once you hit four amos. Okay. Toshima, noch akasha. Again, there's a mishnah we quoted right before. Sechocho, a braisa. Sechocho ben asarim shel erez, sheyesh ben dalid, dibri hakol psula. If you put on tzchach of nasorim, some of these planks of cedar wood, which had four tzvachim, tibri hakol tibri kol means both according to Remeir and according to Yehuda, it's possible. And the Gemara said before, this goes a libe de Shmuel. Remember, Tani kvasi de Rav, Tani kvasi de Shmuel. The Gemara said this is Tani kvasi de Shmuel. That Shmuel holds that if it's dalid, everybody holds that it's possible. Because according to Rav, by four is the machlokes. According to Shmuel, four is tibri hakol psul. Less than four is the machlokes. They sticker. Okay, that was the early Gemara. Tibri hakol psul. What happened if the Nasr is less than Dalit? Remeir Poisel, Reb Yehuda Machsher. Remeir continues to say that's possible because that's the machloge between Remeir and Reb Yehuda according to Shmuel and according to this Braisa. Even less than four Remeir holds it as possible. Umayr Remeir, now on the top of the Omid. Shem Yesh Bein Nasr Le Nasr Kimloi Nasr. What happens if between one Nasr and the other you had the space of a Nasr, Shemeniach Pesel Beineim, Ukshere. You can put now Pesel. Pesel sounds like Posel, but it really means Psoilis Goyren Veyekev. You could put Kushris Chach in between Kol Nasr and Nasr, and then it'll be Kushr. Ah, so I have one Nasr of Posel Eschach, then I have another Nasr of Kushr, another one of Pusel, another one of Pusel, Kushr. This would work according to Remeir. According to the Mandiyoma that holds that everything is Dalet Amos, according to this second version that's Rab, according to the first version that was Rabba, but everywhere that you look, it's always four Amos. Then I understand why it's Kusha, because each Nasr on its own is never four Amos, each one was only four Tzvachim. In between you had the Kosher Schar, it's never Mitztarf. Elamand Yom of the Emtza Barbo, that in an Emtza, four Tvachim, a Maik Sheira. As soon as you have one Nasa be Emtza, which is four Tvachim, the whole thing is puzzle. Go and tell me right now, but right next to it I have Kosher Schach, Mahadrim and Mahadrim from the Bedatzis Ashkucha. Mazel Tov. But I have one puzzle in Nasa, it's just a puzzle. The Emtza is puzzle Barbo. So what does it help putting the Kimoli Nasa of Pesel in between? This is what we quoted. Remember, Rashi said this already a few days ago, quoting this Gemara. The guns of sukkah from one end to the other was exactly eight amos. The yoiv nasir upesel, the nasir upesel, the nasir upesel mehai gisa, the nasir upesel, the nasir upesel, the nasir upesel mehai gisa. What happened over here? He had two construction workers, both putting on the schach on top of the sukkah. One started from one end, one started from the other end. The first one put up a nasir and then a pesel. then a Nasr, and then a Pesel, and a Nasr, and a Pesel. How much does that add up to altogether? Since each Nasr, the standard size was 4 Tfachim, Nasr and Pesel, Nasr and Pesel, Nasr and Pesel, is 6 times 4. 6 times 4 is 24 Tfachim. 24 Tfachim is 4 Amos. Maskim?
Exactly.
4 Amos. The other guy from the other side also did the same thing. Nasr, Pesel, Nasr, Pesel, Nasr, Pesel. Each Nasr and each Pesel was 4 Tfachim. 6 times 4 Tfachim, 24 Tfachim. Again, 4 Amos. So now I have the 8 Amos Mitzumtzamais. 4 from this side, 4 from that side. So what have I accomplished? Because the final of each time of the 6 was always Pesel. Nasr, Pesel, Nasr, Pesel, Nasr, Pesel. So therefore the final 4 Tfachim of his 24 Tfachim was kosher. The final 4 of his Nasr Pesel was also Pesel of 4 Tvachim. Now the 4 Tvachims come together, and now Motzim Minis Minoi, In Ve'Agefen, Dove Noam Miskabel, I have now 8 Tvachim together of Kosher Schach. Oh, 8 Tvachim together of Kosher Schach. I don't have a 4 Tvachim problem. I have now the 8 Tvachim together. Those are the mine.
Which is definitely good.
Which I've
and the rest of it is Dove Nakoma.
Oh, that's right. So now you're going to go tell me, but I have the 4 Tvachim bad Nasrs all the time. Why does it help that I have the 8 Tvachim together? Dr. Pinchas, it's not a problem. I have Dov and Akuma. How do you know? Maybe this is talking about that there were 20 Amis across, because that's why it says there were exactly Heches Amis Mitzvam, so exactly 8. So once I take off the 8 kosher Tzvachim in between, by definition, both from the right and from the left, you're not going to have 4 Amis. Right? Because if you had 4 Amis Apostle, 4 Amis Apostle, how do you have? The Orin is Eina Min Amida. But you don't say by Sukkah that the Schach Kush is Eina Min Amida. So since the whole thing is 8 Amis, if you're going to take away 8 Tvachim, so you're going to be left with 6.8, right? 8 Tvachim adds up to a Gansa Amma with a third, okay? And a third. So therefore you're going to be left with 6 2/3 of bad Schach, or whatever, but it doesn't matter that you have 6 2/3 of bad schach, because the Doif and Akuma, less than 4 on this side, less than 4 on that side, is kosher v'yushim. It's nachma. Shemayim et abtav zaskinon. V'yav nasir u'pesel, manasir u'pesel, manasir u'pesel. Therefore, the pesel is in the middle. Mehai gisa. And the other guy from the other side, manasir u'pesel, manasir u'pesel, manasir u'pesel. Mehai gisa from the middle. Tehavu shnei psalim be'emtsa. I have 2 times 4 in the middle is 8. V'kehachsha sukkah be'emtsa, because the minimum of a sukkah all you need is 7, and I have 8. So zechshayin kushla mahadrin, and all the other bad stuff is all part of Doif and Akuma, and that's why it'd be kushim yushim. Therefore, the alekashis b'chem zenim fa'enfe. Yeah.